Hello, and welcome to another episode of Live Agelessly with Nurse Lori. I'm Nurse Lori, and thank you for joining me as we journey together to live agelessly. And as always, I'm so glad that you're here with me today, so thank you again for that. And if you'd like to help support the show, I would really appreciate it if you rate, review, or subscribe to my podcast. How do we avoid putting on weight during the holidays this year? The pounds that we may put on over the holidays become a real burden once January gets here. And January is probably the hardest time of the entire year to lose weight. It's dark and it's cold outside, and we just don't have the motivation to do what we need to do. And it's also easy to cover up our bodies with big, bulky winter clothes, or at least it is until around March when it starts to warm up again. Then what happens? These pounds stay with us all through the spring, then summer's here again and we're stressing because we need to lose that weight and we need to lose it fast because we don't want to stay covered up during a hot and humid summer. And unfortunately, the older we get, the harder it gets to take off even just a few pounds. So what I'm going to suggest this year is that we set an intention for the next 30 days. And that intention is going to be to get through the holidays without gaining weight this year, to stay healthy throughout the holiday season, and to practice self-care. And self-care meaning eating a healthier diet, including more veggies, drinking enough water, walking every day, and anything else that supports our body's physical and mental health. So how about if we set an intention, and that intention is to remain at the weight that we're at right now? This way, we don't put any pressure on ourselves to lose weight at the time of year when most of us are trying just not to gain weight. I think that's a realistic goal. And another thing we can do is we can start a self-care journal. Each day in the morning, write your intention, whatever that intention may be for you. And by writing this down every single day, it's going to create accountability. And it will also create inspiration and will be a reminder to practice self-care. It's going to help you keep your promise to yourself. So how exactly are we going to accomplish not gaining weight this year? Well, what I'm going to share with you are some strategies that will help keep the extra holiday pounds away. I have 12 strategies to share with you that are going to help keep off holiday weight this year. Number one, move daily. And walking is a great way to get daily movement into our lives. It's so good for us, specifically walking after a meal. Because when we walk after a meal, we reduce our stress and we also increase our metabolism, which burns more calories. And just 10 to 20 minutes of walking after a meal is a game changer. And something fun to do at this time of year is bundle up, put on your jackets and scarves and gloves, and take a walk around the neighborhood and look at all the Christmas lights and decorations. And number two, before going to a party, eat something healthy. By eating something healthy, you're going to stabilize your blood sugar and prevent overeating once you get there. And something healthy would be something, a salad with a lot of veggies on it. And eating that salad with veggies will do a couple of things. First, it will help get all of your vegetable servings in for the day, so you won't have to worry about that for the rest of the day. And the other thing it's going to do is fill you with healthy food, which leaves less room for unhealthy food. And once you get to the party, some good food choices that you might want to consider are shrimp cocktail, raw veggies dipped in hummus, any kind of fruit, and shellfish that's steamed or cooked in red sauce. And there's always nuts, and cheeses and meats are okay. Those are all good low-carb options. And just remember to stay away from anything fried. And most of the dips that you're going to see that have the chips with them, they're very high in unhealthy fat and very high in calories too. But here's the thing. If you have to have something because it's your absolute favorite, just have a few bites. And those first few bites are the best ones anyway. And this will help keep you on track because you're not depriving yourself. Number three, be mindful when you eat. Savor and enjoy each bite. Put down your fork between bites and actually chew your food. eat slowly. Not only will you enjoy your food more, but it will give your stomach time to signal your brain that you're full and you won't overeat. And it takes the stomach 20 minutes to tell the brain it's full. And this is a habit not only for the holidays, but all year round. The Japanese have a saying, it's called Harahachibu. It originated in the city of Okinawa, which is one of those blue zones of the world where it's common for people to live to over 100 and be healthy. And Harahachibu means eat until you're 80% full. And the reason why is because it takes your brain a while to catch up with your stomach to know when you're full. And number four, if you're meeting friends at a restaurant, read menus online before you go. I always do this. I get a chance to read the menu and really see what my best choices would be. So this is going to help you predetermine what to order and keep you on track. And also, when you are out at the restaurant, be the first one to order. So when the others start ordering unhealthy meals, their decision won't affect yours, and you'll be able to stick to the healthy food that you originally ordered. And number five is about beverages. Something I started doing in my 20s was that I stopped drinking large amounts of calories, and instead, I saved those calories for food. I thought to myself that these drinks are not keeping me full, so why waste calories on them? I would rather eat two oranges than have a glass of orange juice. And both of these have the same amount of calories, but the oranges are going to keep me full. They're more beneficial to my body. They have fiber in them, and it just makes sense to me. Getting to alcohol, what I was surprised to just find out is that a typical margarita from a restaurant has anywhere from 250 to 500 calories for just one margarita. And seriously, who only has one margarita? So some options for alcohol drinks that will save hundreds of calories are to have a vodka with club soda or with diet tonic, put some lemon in it or some lime in it. And these vodkas with the club soda or sparkling water or whatever have only about 65 to 80 calories per drink. And another low-cal option would be to have a glass of white wine. It's 120 calories, a little bit more than the vodka. Red wine is 125 calories. But to cut it even further, you could do a half a glass of wine and then fill it up with half a glass of sparkling water. And that's not only going to cut the calories, but it will also keep you hydrated. And when you're hydrated, when you're drinking alcohol, you will feel so much better the next day. And the other thing about alcohol that we have to be careful is that it lessens our inhibitions. And if we lessen our inhibitions with all that alcohol, we're going to be a lot more tempted by the fried coconut shrimp and the triple chocolate cheesecake. And if we don't overindulge with the alcohol, we'll be able to curb our cravings for that. And if we want to go completely alcohol-free but still want to feel festive, we can get, again, the sparkling waters. There's Pellegrino and Perrier, and we can add strawberries and cucumbers and pomegranate seeds. We just have to use our imaginations to make them fun. Number six, and this is one of my favorites. If you know that you'll be going someplace and there will be few healthy choices, bring your own dish. I started doing this when my kids were strict vegans several years ago, and they're not as strict anymore, but they still don't eat meat or dairy. So whenever we go anywhere, I still will make vegan dishes and bring them with us. This way, they know that they will have something that they can eat there, and I've learned to veganize almost any dish, and it can add a lot more veggies to a person's diet. And number seven is about soups. Soups are great this time of year. They're filling, and they're usually very low in calories and very high in nutrition. You can put everything in your crock pot in the morning or the night before and plug it in. And when you get home at the end of the day, you're going to have a healthy meal. And if you make a lentil soup or any other kind of bean soup, you can add in carrots, onions, celery. And something I put into almost every soup I make is frozen spinach. I just throw in a handful and it adds so much nutrition and doesn't change the flavor of the soup, no matter what that soup is. And the other thing about soup, it also freezes so well. So you can make extra and get those little individual plastic containers and put them in the freezer, pull them out for a quick lunch or dinner when you don't feel like cooking. And also, this is going to help avoid the high calorie takeout food for when you don't feel like cooking. Number 8, if you find yourself at a buffet, start by filling half of your plate with veggies. And a little thing to keep in mind, the veggies on your plate should look like a rainbow. Every color you should try to eat. The more colorful, the more antioxidants they have, and antioxidants are very, very good for us. The other half of your plate should be divided between a lean protein, like grilled chicken, fish, lean cut of beef, something like that, and that should be a quarter of your plate, and the other quarter should be a complex carb, like a sweet potato, baked potato, brown rice, or couscous, something like that. Number 9, at a dinner party, eat slow. Put down your fork between bites and use that time to engage and participate in the conversations at the dinner party, because that's why we go to dinner parties, is to socialize. And number 10, at a restaurant, share an appetizer between two people and share a dessert between the table. The first one or two bites are the best anyway, especially of that dessert. And this way you get the enjoyment of the flavor, but you will not have that overstuffed feeling for the rest of the night that you usually get after eating a big dessert. And number 11, when you're at work, when someone brings in cookies, candy, cake, any of those things, if they're not homemade and they're those generic versions from the supermarket, avoid these things if at all possible. They're full of harmful oils, high amounts of sugar, with little to no nutritional value. They're going to leave you feeling tired and hungry, and then you'll be reaching for more to try to get a little pick-me-up. So be prepared. Instead, think about it beforehand. Bring like a package of nuts or a banana or something that's going to keep you satisfied and full, so you don't get the temptation to go for those empty calories. And the only exception I would say would be if someone has something homemade that they made and you just have to try it, just have one. There's no harm in having just one cookie or one brownie, and then just do a little bit more activity during the day. Take the stairs, park farther away in the parking lot. And number 12, maybe try to take the focus off food this holiday season and do other activities as a family or with friends. Taking a walk around the neighborhood to see the holiday lights, volunteering at a charity event to wrap gifts for kids, or even have a game night and play board games at home. That'll keep your hands busy and your mind engaged, and you won't have to really think about food too much. So remember, if we do get off track, don't think that all is lost. All we need to do is begin again the next day, because every day is a new opportunity to do better. And my philosophy has always been, if we eat well 80% of the time, we have a little room to splurge the other 20% of the time. For example, if we eat healthy, balanced meals all week, we avoid snacking. When the weekend comes, we have a little room to splurge, whether it's a glass of wine, a dessert, a little bread, or whatever it is you enjoy. But it's not necessary in our diets. It's not something that we need for our nutritional health. And during the 80% of the time that we should be eating healthy, what we need to do is get our recommended 5 servings of vegetables and 2 servings of fruit. I'd like to include fruit that's low in sugar, something like avocados and tomatoes. And we need protein, but I really think that most people eat too much protein. And there's an online calculator I found called calculator.net, and you can go on to that site and put in your specific data. This will tell you how many grams of protein you need each day. And carbs are tricky, because some people do well on a low carb diet while other people need more carbs. And the one thing we do all need, though, is healthy carbs in the form of vegetables, and these keep us full. And some other healthy carbs besides the vegetables are sweet potatoes, quinoa, oatmeal, chickpeas, which is hummus, and also some nuts. And these foods are also high in fiber, take longer to digest, and they keep us feeling fuller longer. And then don't forget to practice self-care and rest when you need to. And most importantly is to strive to sleep 7 to 10 hours each night. If we don't sleep well, we're going to end up overeating, and that will also contribute to weight gain, not only during the holidays, but the rest of the year too. So that's it for today's episode. I would love to hear what you have to say about it and if it's added value to your life. If you'd like to learn more about my nurse health coaching programs, simply go to my website, nurselori.com. Once there, you can contact me with any questions you may have. And remember to live agelessly. Bye for now.